Hey, grandkids, welcome back to the Stunt Granny interview series. This time around, we are with the one, the only, the megastar, Marion Fontaine. How are you tonight, Mr. Fontaine?
I am great. It's a beautiful sunny day where I'm at, and hopefully I'll wrap this interview and then hit the beach. So good evening for me.
Yeah, it sounds a lot better than just hitting the gym like I'm sure to be doing after this.
Well, to each his own, right?
Exactly. Well, with Resolution 4 Overdrive coming into view here soon, we are here to talk a little Pro Wrestling Ohio, and I think a good place to start so that some of our other site visitors who are not familiar with Pro Wrestling Ohio can get a gauge on you. Last year, you went through a big change, and you have found out that the company had a conspiracy against you. Can you fill everyone in on that?
Yeah, sure. Just to give everybody, you know, a quick backstory and not make myself, you know, blow hot air for too long. You know, when Pro Wrestling Ohio started, I kind of came in and was their resident goofy character, I guess you could say is probably the easiest way to put it, and really, you know, just trying to make a name for myself and, you know, did all the things that I was asked to do, total company guy, you know, and they paired me with ridiculous partners, and it just got to a point where I noticed no matter how many times I was, like, willing to help the company, I didn't really, you know, get anywhere. You know, I didn't see myself advancing anywhere. So I just took it upon myself to voice my opinions, and I don't think anyone expected to hear that. And since then, it got the ball rolling, you know, got my name noticed a little bit with the management, and it may have upset them a little bit, but at least I'm in a good position, as you can see, where things have led me to. So just a quick little backstory.
Alrighty. At the beginning of this year, end of last year, the conspiracy led to a match against Hacksaw Jim and Jim Duggan. Is there anything you'd like to talk about in regards to that?
Well, you know, this came about. That match came about right after I kind of had brought out Joe Dombrowski and kind of laid it into him a little bit, and Joe's response was to put me in a match, you know, to teach me a lesson with Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And, you know, I did get a little bit of a schooling, so to speak. I mean, being in the ring with Duggan was an amazing experience, you know, just the fact that it's a guy that I watched when I was little. But, you know, and even no matter what I say, you know, Duggan may be an old guy and things like that, but, you know, he still took it to me in the ring pretty well. You know, I was flying around there for a bit. So, yeah, I didn't walk away victorious, but I at least like to think that I let Duggan know who Marion Fontaine was in some aspects. So,
yes, you guys were in quite a brawl, so I would hope that left something in his foggy memory.
Right. I'd like to think that, you know, I chipped away a little bit at his 2x4, you know.
outstanding. Also there to be getting a season, you challenged Johnny Gargano to a match. You got one, and then on your second try, you were successful and had captured the PWO title. What were your thoughts after you won that match?
Well, it was really just a culmination. You know, it was at that moment that I made everybody realize in PWO that I was the star, you know, and I could hold their championship title. It was an awesome experience to have it, and the best thing about it was is that Justin Labar guy was sitting right in the front row and had to eat crow. So that was another highlight for me. And, you know, and the whole thing came about from, you know, me me standing up for myself and speaking my opinions, and it wasn't like I was blowing hot air to anyone. You know, that title win cemented all the things that I said about myself, and, you know, I believed in myself, and that title reign meant a lot to me, even though it was a little short-lived, but still a great moment for me. And I don't know how PWO really felt about it, but that's too bad.
Yes, they have certainly done a job of keeping you out of the the title hunt since then.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things, too, that they've kept me out of, but, you know, I don't really, you know, it can be neither here or there, but, I mean, like you said, even with my match in Hacksaw Jim Duggan last year, that was, I'd like to think, a showcased event. However, in all the promotions, you didn't even see my photo. You just saw Hacksaw Jim Duggan's. So, you know, maybe that's just them taking more shots at me. I don't know, but things have changed, I think, a little bit. I think I gave them a better idea of what I can do. So maybe I got them running a little bit.
Well, Jason Bain happened to be the person who ended up beating you for the title. Are there any thoughts in trying to go back after the title, after Resolution?
Not if Bain has it. Nope. The man is a monster. He's a walking, like, freak of nature. You know, every time I get in the ring with him, you know, I can act as tough as I want and as intense as I want, but, you know, deep down there's a little part of me that says, you know what? It hurts so bad when he hits you. And I wouldn't be opposed. I know he's got a title shot, or he's got a title match at Resolution with Crimson, I believe. And, you know, I wouldn't mind if Crimson went out on top, because I feel that I would have a better chance against him than Bane, because Bane is just a big bully, man. So let's hope Crimson's able to snatch that title away from him.
After the match, and you mentioned him earlier, you went over to Justin LaVar, and you guys exchanged some words. Was there anything what was the exchange in particular? Because it was a little bit hard to hear the audio the first time around.
You know, at that point, there had been a few months of just, like, you know, arguments and opinions written from him that, you know, got me a little angry. And, you know, when you're in a situation that I was in, just losing the title, being frustrated, you know, and I'm sure it's, you know, what PWO wanted was for me to lose that belt as soon as I could to give it to somebody like Bane. You know, and that was in the back of my head, too. And the last thing I wanted to do was have to look at that guy and him rant and rave. So basically the exchange, and I can't remember word for word, but, you know, LaVar didn't really have much to say. He just stuck his face out too close to me and just egged me on, basically, you know, saying what, you know, I thought you were the champ, things like that. And the only thing to do to really shut him up was to slap him in the face. So a mission accomplished there. At least I got one goal done that night.
Yes, that is quite a goal that should be looked upon proudly.
Yeah, it was just, you know, on my bucket list for that day. So, crossed that one off.
Now, the conspiracy did continue, and you were given a couple of weeks off. Did that maybe help you recover a little bit from the match against Jason Bane?
Yeah, it helped. It did help me recover, and it, you know, maybe gave me new light to this whole, you know, Justin LaVar situation, and just, yeah, it made me actually angrier, because I don't know why PWO has been featuring this guy and been using him so much, and it's frustrating to me, because I started in the company since its inception. And it's just like, why is this guy being you know, a centerpiece of promotion for the company when I've been there 4 years. But at the same time, I was able to heal up from a few of those pain lines and freaking slams and stuff, man. It doesn't matter what size you are when you're in the ring with Bane. Like, if I was, like, a 250-pounder, maybe I could absorb those blows a little bit more. But, man, he can crush me, basically. So, yeah, at least I got a little time off.
As you noted, your feud with LeBar continued. A couple of weeks ago, Justin LeBar came out and was too much of a coward to go ahead and get into the ring to challenge you. But he did bring in a friend of his, Kevin Nash, to fight for him. What did you what were you thinking at the moment when you found out that Kevin Nash was going to be your opponent for Resolution?
Well, first things first, I really enjoy how you threw in coward as a descriptive adjective for LeBar. I appreciate that. Second off, we'll talk about the Kevin Nash thing. As far as I know, I think that LeBar and his crew of dudes are, for whatever reason, they think they're friends with Kevin Nash. I think he's been featured on their site or has been interviewed a few times. You might know more about that than I do. I don't know what went through their heads. I don't know if they just wanted to find the biggest, like, baddest dude or what. You know, basically it seems to me like they're just throwing their money around because obviously LeBar can't defend himself. So it seems like all they're going to do is just have a hitman, and that hitman is Nash. You know, being the smart person that I am, I brought in an actual friend of mine, you know, somebody that I didn't have to hire, someone I didn't have to pay money to help assist me. I brought in Brody Lee to kind of equal the equations a little bit, and has set up this tag match for Resolution 4, which is going to be just insane.
Can you give us a little a background, I guess, on Big Rig Brody Lee?
Yeah. Brody Lee he's becoming a bit of a superstar in the indie scene, I'd like to think, in the past few years. You know, he's done stuff for Dragon Gate and Chikara from upstate New York. And, man, he's just a huge presence. You know, like what I've said before is he's basically Kevin Nash 20 years ago. You know, he's Nash in his prime, and with the way the wrestling, you know, the way that wrestling's perceived and is today, you know, you'll see Brody Lee do some things that are just incredible, like the way he moves in the ring, his agility and things like that, and then just the sheer power. So to have Kevin Nash on one side, sure, that's fine, but this is Nash in, what, his 50s or 40s or whatever? Well, I got a Kevin Nash that's bigger, smarter, faster, and younger than Brody Lee. So I think, you know, I've got a lot of things on my side. So I can't complain about that at all.
And what size is he exactly, since no one in Pro Wrestling Ohio seems to have sorted that out yet?
Oh, they haven't sorted it out? Well, last time we brought the measuring stick out, was, I believe, 6'9", and I'm not really sure on his weight, because we generally will just measure our height, you know, and not our weight each time. So 6'9".
Gotcha.
I mean, like, I'm
yeah,
gonna
no,
say.
Well, I just wanted for people to get a visual as to how big he would be, or, you know, matched up against Kevin Nash, so that people, you know, get an idea of how large of a clash this is going to be.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. He's, you know, 6'9". I'd say probably like 320 or something. Imagine if you're at like a rest stop one night and you see the biggest, baddest trucker of all time that actually isn't like overweight, which is probably, you know, probably hard to find. Just multiply that times, like, I don't know, 20, and that's Brody Lee. I mean, they call him the Big Rig for a reason. He's sheerly unstoppable. I mean, if anybody's been watching PWO the last month, he's been running through people like a truck. So if you don't know him, check him out on YouTube. He's got some really impressive stuff.
Outstanding. And there is you did mention that it's a tag team match that you're involved with there at Resolution. The other opponent is someone who just recently came back. His name is Omega Aaron Draven. Do you have any comments or even really history with him?
You know, I don't. And me talking about him more, I guess, gives him more exposure, which I don't even want to do for the guy. But you know what? I'll say this: we did the only interaction that we've actually had, and I've seen him. You know, we've been on shows together, and I've known him for a few years. But the only interaction that we've had is a match that I believe has aired for PWO. It was probably about a month ago. And I will tell you this. He isn't the tallest guy, but man, he's fast. He's quick, and when I went in the match with him, I may have taken him a little too lightly. But now that I know what the dude can bring, I'll be ready for him in that tag match. I mean, he's the lesser of two evils, you know, because there's Nash obviously in there too. So I would definitely take my pickings on Draven rather than Nash, because I know at least Draven I can knock off his feet a little bit easier.
Outstanding. Do you guys already have a game plan set for your match?
Take out Draven, take out Nash, and then we get to focus and have a little bit of fun with LaBar, because, you know, for me and Brody, the main objective isn't just proving that we can take out LaBar's guys, but we're going to prove that LaBar doesn't have any business in PWO or the wrestling industry in general. So we're going to leave him home with one final lesson that, you know, has just been brewing, and hopefully he learns it at Resolution 4. So, you know, you're just going to have to either come to the event or get it on iPay-per-view, which is a pretty cool thing. I don't know if you've been talking about that much, but that's going to be really good exposure for the show too.
Yes, on August 7th there, Resolution 4 will be gofight.com and ipayperview.com. You will be able to watch it. I believe bell time is the normal 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, the bell is 3 o'clock, and I think it's Go Fight Live is the web address, the one web address. Go Fight Live, I want to say. So.
Got you. Thank you for the correction.
Not a problem.
You don't want to be sending people to the wrong place during these interviews, that's for sure.
Right, it'd be like bum fights or something like that.
Yeah, we really have seen enough of, I'm trying to think of who the Street Fighter was that did terrible in the UFC. Oh, well, it's I'm blanking right now.
Kimbo Slice?
Kimbo Slice, yep, there we go. Do you have any parting shots here? I think we have covered the history and the build-up to this match fairly well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just the last year in general, as my main objective has been letting people know in the PWO audience, you know, PWO management, that, you know, I'm not going to play around anymore. I'm not going to be this goofy character. I'm going to be who I want to be. And in this past year, you know, I think I've accomplished the most that I ever have, not only in PWO, but in wrestling in general, in my previous experiences. So this Resolution 4 match is going to be, you know, another shining moment in my career, and PWO just has to take it and like it. It's time for Marion Fontaine to shine, right? That's why they call me the Megastar. So if there's ever been a shining moment, more brighter, I don't know what it could be.
Okie dokie. Thank you for joining the Stunt Granny interview crew, and we will see you August 7th in Cleveland, Ohio at Jacob's Pavilion.
All right. Bring your cameras, because, I mean, you're going to see Marion Fontaine and Brody Lee standing tall. So that's a moment you want to capture and have and hold in your heart for years to come. So just a little spoiler there.
it will be cherished, especially when Justin Labar and his crew over at the site that will remain nameless go down.
Oh, so you guys are doing that where you aren't naming other sites. I gotcha. I like that. Oh.
Okie doke. Good night, grandkids.